This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Ken Mahoney is a regular contributor. He's a certified financial planner. And this week he wants to talk about bonds. Just bonds.
There are treasury bonds. There are municipal bonds. There are corporate bonds. There's a lot more bonds than that. But those are kind of the major ones that you will look at. So let's kind of go through the different type of bonds, treasuries, municipal, and corporate. Because bonds are going to be a big part of a portfolio. Those are looking for predictable income. And, of course, to try to figure out what's the right bond for you, whether it's a treasury, a municipal bond, or a corporate bond. Now, treasury bonds, as I call them, treasuries, are issued by the U.S. government. They are fully backed and guaranteed by the U.S. government, and all debt has to be paid back by the treasury. Now, the reason why there's different names, there's treasury bills, treasury notes, and treasury bonds, has to do with the maturity. So a treasury bill, if someone says, oh, you own a treasury bill, typically that matures in less than a year. It could be a three-month treasury bill, a six-month treasury bill, or a nine-month treasury bill, in some cases a one-year treasury bill. Now, right now, they're not paying very much. We know rates are low. Most are paying about a quarter or 1%. Now, you don't get the interest on it. You actually buy these treasury bills at a discount. So let's say you bought a $10,000 bond. You may pay $9,900 for it. I'm sorry, $9,970 for it, and then mature to $10,000. So the interest you accumulate at the end of maturity. So treasury bills have their place, probably now, not at the moment with rates so low, but we should know the distinction between the different ones. Now, treasury notes are anything from one-year maturity all the way out to 10 years. The 10-year treasury is quoted quite often because it has a lot to do with what people pay with mortgages, and it's followed very closely. Now, the 10-year treasury, as we speak, is around 2.25%. So a 10-year note, you get paid twice a year on the interest, and in 10 years, it matures the full principal price that you paid for. So let's say you have a $10,000 treasury note that was paying 2%. You're paid interest every 6 months. 10 years of maturity, you would get your principal back. And there's some called treasury bonds. 30-year bonds go from 10 years all the way out to 30 years. So if you hear about treasury bonds, they're very long-term. Right now, they pay anywhere from 2.5% to 3%. Still not a great bargain because rates are so low, but certainly those who are looking longer-term and really want the security of the full faith and backing of the U.S. government, they'll look at bills, notes, or bonds. Depends on the maturity. Finally, in the area of government bonds, they actually have what they call TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protection Securities. So these are actually index or inflation index bonds, and the principal adjusts based on the CPI, meaning if rates go higher, you can get a higher rate. Those who are worried about interest rates going higher or worried about inflation in the future may want to read a little bit more about how these Treasury Inflation Protection Securities, otherwise known as TIPS, and how they work. Finally, kind of under the umbrella of government, there are different type of mortgage-backed securities. There are Ginnie Mae's, Fannie Mae's, Freddie Mac's. These are kind of just the opposite. They take a pool of mortgages together, and the interest that comes in from the homeowners paying those mortgages pass through to you as an investor. Another area of bonds is that of municipal bonds, something that we spoke about a couple weeks ago in this program. Now, these bonds are actually issued by the state, and typically the state that you live in is the type of bonds you want to get involved with. Because the state they live in, the interest will be exempt from state taxes and federal taxes. Now, these municipal bonds, generally speaking, go into local projects. Think about construction, highways, sewer systems, really important public type of projects. And these money gets raised by these bonds to support these projects. Municipal bond interest is paid twice a year, and at maturity, you get the full value back. So if you had a 10-year bond, municipal bond, let's say earning 3%, every 6 months, you'd get your interest. At maturity, you get your full faith, you get your full principal back as well. Finally, the other category. So again, we covered government bonds, which are, we know, are really treasury securities, which are bills, notes, and bonds, and in some cases, mortgage-backed securities. Then the other area we just spoke about was municipal bonds, which are issued by New York by states that offer federal tax exemptions and state tax exemptions. Why? Because they're putting into really big projects that are important to the rest of society. And then we have something called corporate bonds. Now, just by its name, you can imagine these bonds are issued by corporations. Now, they're only backed by the corporation. If the corporation's still around, you get your full principal back. And, of course, if they're not, then we got problems. So corporate bonds, because there's a little bit more risk, unlike a U.S. government, which actually can print money, and they do a pretty good job at that, or municipal bonds, which can then raise tolls or raise fees or whatever as a monopoly to help pay for the bonds, corporations can't do that. So that's why they do pay more than the other two that I mentioned. And so that's why there's a little bit more risk of bonds defaulting, and stronger economies like we have now, or a decent economy like we have now, defaults are somewhat rare. But again, sometimes we've gone through some terrible times, and the default rate is higher. Now, if you're going to buy corporate bonds, we usually like to buy them through a mutual fund, where they'll buy 100 or 200 different bonds to give you more diversification instead of buying individual bonds. But you should know, basically, that these bonds, treasury bills, municipal bonds, and now these corporate bonds, all have a different place, and it depends on your situation. The lowest risk are treasuries. The second lowest risk are municipals, and the higher risk of the three type of bonds are corporate bonds. So do your homework. You know, when you get involved in any type of investment, make sure you ask a lot of questions and you know your risk and reward. And that's your ABCs of bonds.
With certified financial planner Ken Mahoney, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Described as being made so poorly, the biker may as well throw them away. Potentially lethal, manufactured in China. You better know where it was made.
Hell yeah.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan with a warning from American Biker Minute. Poisonous pet food, toys, personal care products, tires, seafood, and lately toxic wood flooring. We're still seeing funky Chinese-made helmets for sale on the internet. These lids are pasted with slick holograms, making the shell appear to be stout. Don't mistake artwork for quality. The build on these Chinese helmets is so poor, the chin strap alone could kill you. ABM suggests a careful inspection of all helmets for the telltale sticker or tag showing country of origin. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. In the state of Hawaii, many of the most spectacular waterfalls are located on private property. Even though property owners often put up fences and signs to keep tourists out, it's nearly impossible to keep people from exploring these incredible waterfalls. Can property owners really be sued if a visitor gets hurt on their property? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
In most states, a property owner who lets others use their land without charge for recreational purposes is not liable for their injuries. This law encourages landowners to keep their property open for recreational use. Without it, landowners, fearing lawsuits, would fence off their property and the public would suffer. And that's the final verdict.